The Chiefs are underdogs.
We haven't been able to, a betting underdog. Now, on, you know,
one and a half points can change as the week goes on. But as of right this second, the Chiefs are underdogs in an NFL game in the regular season. Not something that happens all that often under Patrick Mahomes, under Andy Reid. But that's the case. Is that just that, hey, they're on the road. The 49ers are also getting extended time off. Because typically this is where I would point out, oh, Andy Reid off a bye week. That's funny. Good luck,
on like
San Francisco.
Half a bye week.
They are. But the Chiefs are still coming off of a bye week. We know about the injuries. I think the Chiefs are coming off their best game of the year. I'm a little surprised, I'll admit, that they're dogs. This is a 49ers team that has not looked all that great. You know, no Christian McCaffrey still, so you don't have to worry about a running back being the receiving threat. Yeah, Debo is healthy now. George Kittle is back. That stuff applies.
Kittle's a monster.
Should I be hyped up about this game? Because I'll be honest, I'm really not. The Chiefs have beat them four straight times. Now, that goes back to 2018, but four straight wins. This is not like, oh my gosh, the 49ers and man, the Chiefs just not been able to get over that hump. They have beat them for four consecutive games, whether it was Jimmy G, your favorite quarterback, or Brock Purdy.
What's Jimmy G doing these days? Oh, he's still suspended.
He's suspended. Or is now maybe the suspension's over.
One more week. He's almost a free man.
He's the Chargers backup, isn't he? Or the Rams backup. Sorry,
Rams backup. Rams backup. Otherwise, I bet he wish he wouldn't have signed. There have been plenty of teams looking to sign him after the suspension. It would have probably gone that way. The 49ers, I'll say, I think the reason they're favorites is, if this were any other year, the 49ers are one of the best teams in the NFC. They'd be considered one of the Super Bowl favorites in the NFC. Mm-hmm. They're at home. They got 10 days rest. I think if you just factored in it, you know what they've been the last 5 years. I think if you take the entire picture, a 1.5-point favorite actually makes sense for the 49ers. I think typically they would be 2.5-point favorites at home against the Chiefs in this scenario. I think what's happening here in the bookmakers is they're treating the 49ers like the Chiefs, as in they're playing with their food a little bit. They're bored. They've been a really good team. And we're kind of bored with it, whatever. Because I don't know, other than the Patriots game, they have not played a good-looking football game all year. They could have lost it. Seahawks had the ball down 6 in the fourth quarter. Geno Smith threw an interception with 8 minutes to go. It's not like they blew the doors off of that team.
No, Kansas City, though, I mean, they were underdogs to San Francisco by 2 points in the Super Bowl at one point. I don't know what the closing line was. They were underdogs. Kansas City, if you go back to last season, 4-0 as an underdog here in the last four times against the spread. Maybe probably straight up, too.
Well, they've won. They've won all four games.
That's true. They're still on this ride. They're riding the winning streak going back to last season. Yeah, so it'd be 4-0 against the spread, 4-0 straight up as well. I just, the 49ers, we all know they're a quality football team, no doubt about that. And I thought before the season that there's a decent chance these two teams, I told you people won't like it, but I think there's a chance they have a rematch in the Super Bowl. I guess.
Third time?
Why not? I still think that's a possibility, but not without McCaffrey, though. They're just not the same team without McCaffrey. They're not nearly as dangerous.
If this were an AFC team, we would talk about them like this is the single biggest rivalry in the sport. They have played each other in highly competitive. They've played each other in 2 Super Bowls. I mean, 4 at all, man. These teams have gone up against it. They have played in some heated moments, but they've only played 4 times in 6 years because they're in the NFC, dude. So which means they only would have played twice had they not played in the Super Bowl. If this were the Bills, a team that, you know what the funny part is, have they played any of these teams twice in an AFC championship game? No, right? They have not faced the Bills. No. Ravens have got them all once. Oh, no, they've played the Bengals
twice.
They've
played the Bengals 2 times.
Bengals twice in the AFC championship game.
Yep.
And think about how we talk about them. They're the single biggest rival because they've played in those big games more. Well, they played the 49ers just as many, but we don't get the regular season. We don't get the jawing. So I'm with you. It feels like it should be a more important game, but it doesn't feel that way because NFC versus AFC is always going to take a little heat off the rivalry. It just is.
913-586-7965. Jay Southland Tow Service text line. It's also the phone line here on 96.5 The Fan. Someone from the 816 says, hey, it's the Niners Super Bowl, just like the Bills. I can see us losing, but it won't matter. In the Bay Area, is that how they're talking about? Because I don't feel like that's what this is. Even how we normally talk about Cincinnati, as you said, and how we know they view it as a Super Bowl. Are the 49ers as a football team, do you think, viewing it as revenge and the same thing? Or they have had enough issues on their own right that they don't treat it that way. Now, I can tell you on a radio show out in the Bay Area, our sister station, The Game, over there, they were talking about this game. They were talking about Patrick Mahomes. Oh, this was last week already discussing what potentially, you know, this game is and their thoughts on Mahomes.
It's a warrior-like feel to them where it's like Kevin Durant and Steph, all right, we'll play 6 minutes of good ball and we'll knock you out in the fourth quarter. That's what it feels like when I watch them. And I know we're really, 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 really good. And we keep looking over at them and I'm like, but they're better.
They are better.
And it drives me nuts.
They are better.
I hate saying it. Like, you know it drives me nuts. And I watch that guy, Mahomes.
Oh,
God, he's awesome and I hate him.
That's so great.
I'm assuming that's how so great. Every other team in the league feels about Patrick Mahomes. Although some of them try to make the excuses and do like side-by-side stat comparisons for like... I saw a Cincy fan like doing the stat comparisons this year between Burrow and Mahomes and be like, and one of these guys is the GOAT? I mean... Be careful.
If you've watched them play, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback of all time right now.
I mean, that's it. Like, some of this is like, we can have stats, but like, let's just use our eyes. That guy in the 49ers thing is saying, let's just use our eyes. I do think the 49ers are a well-coached enough team that they'll get the Chiefs eventually. But I think what's happening here that's probably missed between the Reed and Shanahan thing, and the reason why I think you can make the argument and easily can make the argument the Chiefs should be favored in this game is... For as much as Kyle Shanahan is good at beating every team in the NFL consistently, Andy Reid's got his number. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about the matchup. Andy Reid's got his ass.
He knows the overtime
rules.
That's what it is.
Whatever little
Kyle
things.
Kyle Shanahan doesn't.
Yeah, whatever it is, there's little things in every single one of these matchups. Andy has consistently had an edge on Kyle Shanahan in these games and on these game plans and in these matchups. Same as I would give Lou Anarumo credit. Yeah. For seemingly the one team he can definitively stop is Kansas City. It seems like when these two teams face, Reed's always got the advantage over Kyle Shanahan in some small way.
Yeah, it has worked out that way. And, you know, the 1.5 points, I'll be curious to see all week if it stays that way.
I know we have
this thought, and someone texted it in, and we always used to say, like, oh, home field advantage is worth 3 points. So really the Chiefs are actually, what it is anymore. It's been that's for like 20 years. We've all been trained to say that we're all guilty of it.
Is that what it is?
1.8 last season is what home field advantage was actually worth in the betting market. So like we've all used to always be like home field, you know, it's worth three. So they're actually,
calling it a pick 'em.
It's a pick 'em. It's a pick 'em is what this game is.
I don't think that's unfair. I think if this was in Kansas City, they'd be the one, you know,
exactly.
The 1.5 point favorite. 100%. And that's what the betting market is essentially telling you. That feels about right. That's one of the best teams in the NFC versus one of the best teams in the AFC who've both been winning enough games. Ugly. I'll say this. Some of them, they're not pretty wins. There's plenty of ugly wins between these two teams, but they've also been two of the teams left standing in the final four so consistently over the last 5 years. I don't know why they wouldn't be favored. I would guess the 49ers are favored in 15 of their 17 games this year. And the same for Kansas City, 16 of their 17, 15 of their 17. And the only times they're not going to be favored is if they're on the road against a team over the last 5 years who's consistently been one of the best teams in the league.